member of the Better Business Bureau.
Driving a Hummer, you might think of another brand. Hummer is going to close up shop. A pure collapse thanks to the Chinese deal being blown apart. Do we really care about that? Speaking of cars, Mr. Toyota, the real Mr. Toyota, went to D.C. How was he received? We'll talk about it. I'm laughing because it was a massive mea culpa. He was very emotional, actually. During his testimony, you could tell he was extremely nervous. This is the grandson of the company's founder, and he's taken over, and he's only been in a place for a year, and he felt like he was in the hot seat, I'm sure. This show is America Tonight. We go coast to coast and everywhere in between. My name's Kate Delaney. If you happen to tune in for the first time, welcome aboard. If you thought we were talking about flying saucers and aliens, sometimes we do. In fact, we've had some interesting conversations about it, but we're not that guy on all those other stations, so we're glad that you found us. Maybe you got tired of talking about that. We have some other things that we're going to get to, some important things, including that ex-cop who pled guilty in the Katrina killing cover-up. Remember that when the people were going across the bridge? How sad. One of the worst things, I think, that happened as a result of Katrina, although there were so many awful stories that came out of that terrible, terrible day when the levees broke in 2005 and days later what it was like. In the meantime, I think one of the most tragic things that we deal with in this country is when you hear you're cruising around doing your landscaping gig. I don't know, maybe you're a lawyer, an accountant, a student, whatever you are, it's not important, but you're doing your deal. And you happen to hear, oh, there's been a school shooting. And the first thing you think of is, let's face it, Columbine. How serious is it? What happened? Was it kids? Did somebody come into the school? And here we go again in Littleton, Colorado. And luckily this time a teacher acted quickly, but how scary to realize what was happening in the school. And how is it that somebody gains access into a middle school, signs in, and just as they're in the school, just being able to do whatever he wanted to do. So there was a gunman who entered and shot and wounded two students. So one teacher with the help of another and some of the bus drivers, they were able to hold down the shooter until the police arrived. One of the teachers is being called hero, David Beneke, I think is his name, and here's what he said happened.
Unfortunately, he got another round off.
You were moving towards him at that point?
I was walking towards him, and then I realized that it was a bolt-action rifle and that he wasn't going to be able to load quickly enough for me, and so I grabbed him. The next thing I remember, basically, is we're on the ground struggling.
Can you describe for us how you grabbed him? Was it? Can you just use your arms and...
Well, I grabbed him by the front, by this.
Like that?
Right, and then we were kind of dancing around for a while, and I don't really remember how we got on the ground.
You know, it's odd. I said that thing about Columbine High School, too, and remember, Littleton, Colorado, this middle school was 2 miles from Columbine, which happened in 1999. Good for that teacher and good for the others who did something. And, you know, here he was working a bolt action rifle. And I love the attitude of the teacher who says, I'm just sorry I wasn't able to get there before. Nobody was killed. That's the good news. The suspect is this guy who used to be a student there. His name is Bruco Strong Eagle Eastwood, just 32 years old. And he was there in the 90s, so he's been charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree murder, and he is being held on $1 million. If he posts bond, which is doubtful, the court ordered that he has no contact with anyone under 18, and he has to seek mental health treatment, and he can't possess, of course, the firearms, all that sort of stuff. His next court appearance is in next week. And this is just very creepy when you think about it. What is the motive in this shooting? And they're trying to investigate this. The students who were wounded were a boy and a girl, and they were taken to the hospital. Luckily, non-life-threatening injuries, although can you imagine that they were picked off that way? Both were eighth graders. Oof. Wow. And apparently there was one other student involved in this, and he's in serious condition at a children's hospital, and his mother issued a statement, a written statement, just saying thank you so much for, you know, all the support, because people are bombarding them with letters and flowers and all that sort of stuff. But she just asked for privacy, saying that he was recovering from a fractured rib and a lung injury. Apparently, what's strange is how he had access there. And we're going back to the same thing about bills and money. They talked to the father of this guy, and the father said that, yeah, my son has struggled with mental illness, and the real thing is he was behind on bills. He couldn't hold a job because of his not really knowing what he's doing half the time. He heard voices. He tried to get help, but had no money to pay for it. And everyone around him is trying to give any information they can as they're doing this investigation. But here we go again. This is going to be another one of those gun arguments. And then you could make the argument for arming the teachers. In Israel, the teachers are armed. They have guns either in their, some of them, I guess, actually carry them on them, or they have them in the desk, as it might be. But here we go with, what if the teachers were armed? Luckily, nobody in this case was killed. They got the guy. He had problems, so whatever set him off to get made him go back to the school, I mean, who knows what that is. But what an awful thing for these kids to witness. And it does bring up the argument of school safety, and should, when you're at a middle school, your kids go to a middle school, and you know that's young kids, should you be worried that something like this could happen? And the teachers did react, did hold them down, and that's the best news possible to come out of it. But as the Supreme Court is going to take up the argument in March with guns, and there's the issue of gun control versus the right to bear arms and, you know, concealed and carry, maybe, the push for teachers to be able to be armed will get underway again. There's already been some people who have suggested that in the Midwest. So far that hasn't happened, and it goes against the grain of what most of the teachers unions would say. But if there is a problem in the schools where more and more there's the problem of how can you totally be sure of who's in the building and what the motivation is and all that sort of stuff? Is it too far-fetched, or do you just need more security guards? Food for thought. We have much more to get to in this show, and we will hit the highlights coming out of D.C. Tomorrow's a big day. Dems and the Republicans meeting on C-SPAN, we think. It depends on where you live. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
That shooting in Littleton, Colorado. Thank goodness no one was hurt. And also the Olympics. How about those medals? The U.S. up to 28. My prediction of 30 getting a little shaky. It looks like it could be maybe over 30, especially the way the U.S. men's hockey team is playing. It's been exciting to watch all the stuff out of Vancouver. So here we are in America tonight, and twice a month, the guru of all things collectible joins us on this show. We're always thrilled to have him. Harry Rinker, a lot of fun to talk to Harry Rinker. There's been some interesting things in the collectible world that have happened lately with something we've talked about and some of you have called in and asked about, comic books. Hey, Harry, how are you?
You are doing great. What's happening out in your world there, kiddo?
Everything's good because no snow, at least in my neighborhood. That's the big thing now, snow in Texas. I know you're getting snow there.
Well, first of all, I just looked out the window. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning here in Connecticut, and there's no snow. There's no rain. There's no nothing out there.
Good.
You know, it's been an interesting time being in Brookfield, Kate. That big snow that hit Philadelphia, we didn't get any. The 30-incher in Philly, we didn't get any. The 24-incher after that, we got an inch. We did get about 4 inches the other week, and this last big snow that went through here, we got rain. We're right on the line. North of us, they had snow. So now, of course, they're predicting the next big storm coming through, and I'm losing all faith in weathermen, I must tell you. No, I have to drive out. I have to drive out for a personal appearance in Erie this weekend, and you know, I was out in Buffalo 2 weekends ago. And there they had 4 inches, which is known in Buffalo as a light dusting.
Right, yeah, light dusting. That is a light dusting for them.
Yeah, but my friend told me, I talked to my friend in Florida, who told me that, not this week, but I think the week you were referring to, a week or two ago, it snowed in 49 of the 50 states.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
The only exception being Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So much for global warming.
Yeah, so much for it. I agree.
Well, it will be interesting because clearly, you know, for those of us that are older, I don't put you in that category, mind you. living here on the East Coast, the winter this year is kind of like the winters I remember as a kid. These big, heavy snowstorms and so forth, although we've broken records everywhere.
Along, it's crazy, 70 inches.
Now, not in this area, but down there. But hey, but all's right with the world, kid. The position players reported today.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
No, tomorrow. No, is it today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right. Position players report in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally get a sport back everybody's willing to listen to.
Yeah, could that be baseball?
Could be.
Yeah, you know I'm a huge baseball fan, and obviously you are too, for sure.
Well, you know, I like the baseball season. You know, whether the teams are back and a lot of speculation, a lot of off-season activity for everybody, actually.
So No kidding.
We'll see how it goes.
Hey, let me ask you about this, because I've even had people send me a million dollar comic book? Yeah. Everybody wanted to know about that.
I may have held that, actually, in my hands at one point in time. I'm not sure it's the same one. You know, there's a mystique about this. Imagine paying $1 million for something that's sealed in plastic you can't touch. What happened was that, you know, there are certain high-end pieces that have not become collectible in that sense, but have become investment-grade commodities. The Honus Wagner baseball card is one example. And, you know, the Heritage Galleries in Dallas, Texas, has a number of players and people with money who are investing big bucks in a lot of things. They had an auction several weeks ago where they sold three coins in the auction for $1 million plus a piece. So here comes DC number one. And what happened was back in the 1980s, a collection came out in Pennsylvania, where there were 12 of the top 20 comics, among which was Action Number One and DC 27, the comics that originated Superman and Batman. The collection sold for $75,000, and the Superman comic sold later to the dealer who bought the collection, got $75,000 for that, and now it broke. And now that comic book, not that specific comic book, but that comic book is now broken $1 million. Okay.
Wow, that's...
You know, sooner or later, the bubble's going to burst.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, who's going to be the guy that's stuck with it? Who's going to be the guy that's, you know, that paid the price like this and then isn't going to be able to sell it for it? You know, to me, it's P.D. Barnum all over again. Fools and their money are soon parted, or there's a sucker born every minute, or whatever you want to...
But it's good when you're on the side of you find the sucker and you sell it and you get the big bucks for it.
Yeah, well, see, that's one of the things that we learned in the Great Recession of 1988. Now, you know, talk about the Great Recession that we're in right now. But the antique trade went through, or the country did too, through recession 1988. And in 1988... we proved that there is a limit. We proved there is a price at which everything will not sell. And obviously we haven't hit it with this comic book yet.
But the thing about it is,
you know, it raises the important question in the antique trade in a lot of categories. Who's the winner? Is the winner the person with the object who paid more for it than anybody else has ever paid for it again? Before, you know, is the winner the person who has the comic book and who paid more for it than anybody ever paid before, or is the winner all the people along the way who sold it and have the money?
I'd say the people who have the money.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, the people with the money have the money. The person with the comic book has the comic book. And it would be nice. It would be nice. Wouldn't life be nice if everything went up in value? I suppose what the reality check is, maybe people ought to go out and look at what their homes are worth today.
Oh, yeah, don't tell us about that. Boy, that's a discussion of another kind.
Well, it is a discussion of another kind, but it's not irrelevant. It's not irrelevant
to
this discussion.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Because
value.
Furthermore, these things are just tangible things.
Right.
I mean, the thing about that comic book, it's printed on pulp paper. You know, at some point in time, not tomorrow and not in the next number of years, that comic book's going to rot.
Yeah, and there goes that
$1 million. Somehow, to me, there seems to be some justice here.
Yeah, ta-da.
But,
sure.
You know, hey, boys and their toys.
Yeah,
one thing it's safe to say, Kate, in defense of your sex, it wasn't a woman who bought it.
No. Mm-mm.
No, I'm sure not.
No, and most women are, I don't know that women are.
Women have more sense than to spend $1 million on a 10-cent comic book.
I think so, too. Plus, I think most women.
As a male chauvinist, it hurts me to say that, Kate. Truly, it does.
Plus, how big a fan are women of comics?
Well, that's one of the things we haven't talked about. Antiques and collectibles are sexist.
Yes. I think so, too.
I mean, Krause Publications, one of the leading publishers of trade papers and so forth in our field, did a study one time to try to find out the number of women and number of men that collected in any category. And the most disproportionate category they found were records. 97% of the collectors were men and 3% were women.
Mm.
I would have thought it was firearms, but I know that there's a lot of women's firearms collectors out there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by the records, though. Absolutely.
No, because you've had experience in that. Now, I would say in sports collectibles, it wouldn't surprise me to find the ratio of men to women 9-to-1 or something like that.
Yeah, probably you're right. We have to talk about it. Let's do that on our next time. We're almost out of time. I can't believe it, and I had a question to ask you.
Go ahead. Ask away.
Somebody wanted me to ask you this. They've got the Barry Bonds, and they figured it's going to be worth nothing, but they have a Barry Bonds rookie card. Now you know all this
stuff
that's going on.
Better than Mark McGuire.
Yeah, that's true. That was kind of my response. I think it's better than that. Was that even going to be worth anything?
I think it's the situation like Rose. I think the sports writers are going to just be in a dilemma until they solve the Rose issue, and then they're going to have to solve the Bonds issue. How can you not put Bonds in the Hall of Fame? But then again, how could you not put Rose in the Hall of Fame? These guys can find all the rules they want. But nothing takes away the accomplishments of these people.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, both gentlemen bent the rules. And for that, they will suffer.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, over the next number of years, as Barry Bonds and many other people involved with the thing, I mean, what are you going to do with Roger Clemens?
Oh, yeah, forget it. I think he doesn't get in until he's dead.
Yep. Yep, yep. I mean, this is the great, either that or we have a special wing.
Yeah, the asterisk wing.
The asterisk, that's right.
I love that. Harry, we're out of time, so next week when you come on.
No, two weeks. Second week in March.
So the second week in March when you come on, let's talk about antiques and collectibles, male and female, and we'll take calls.
Actually, I was packing up my library and found two books that were written in the 70s called Antiques for Men and Antiques for Women.
Perfect. Dig them out, and we'll talk about it next time, okay?
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say that
coming up, we have a candidate for the dungeon, and it is jaw-dropping what has happened here. Plus, the big cat fight between two Olympic athletes. Wow. Popular Olympic athletes, too. Strange things. I'll give you a hint on the slopes. The medals, how are we doing in that category? I mentioned the amount, but what's the breakdown and what happened on the ice? We'll give you all the skinny on that in sports shorts. That's also coming up around the bend. But before we do that, I started the conversation, opened it up to all of you at 800-259-5791. The man who is now charged with shooting and wounding two students outside a Littleton, Colorado school had entered and left that building on his own earlier in the day and didn't seem to draw any suspicions whatsoever. I mentioned he was a 32-year-old guy. Somebody had gone to school there in the 90s. And I guess that's probably why. I mean, think about that. He could go in and say, oh, I used to be a student here and whatever nonsense. So he did go in the building and then came back and decided to shoot. So a math teacher has become sort of the face or the hero of this thing after breaking it up. And this school is just 2 miles from Columbine, the big massacre that happened in 99, although that was the two kids, as you know. So he says, look, I was just doing my job, I was trying to protect the students from danger. So that's what happened. And, luckily he did though. Luckily he got involved and didn't cower and went after him. And it turned out that, you know, they got him under $1 million bond is what he would have to pony up, and he had some sort of mental illness and was having trouble paying bills, and there were a lot of things in his background that were questionable. And what happened was the suspect had signed in at the main office about noon and was walking around. So they're trying to reconstruct what happened, and they're talking to school staff members and all that sort of stuff. They found live rounds from the hunting rifle at a couple of different places on the school grounds. So this could have been a lot worse. He was an unemployed ranch hand, and he had, as I mentioned, problems with mental health problems, and was also having... Also was arrested at one point for domestic violence and driving under the influence and whatnot. So it was a teenager was terrified, running for their lives. He opened fire in the parking lot with the rifle at the end of the school day and wounded the two students and looked like he was going to try to do more damage, was aiming for other kids when the one teacher got him to the ground and the others chipped in and... he did get that one round off, as the hero guy said, before he could stop him. But he did stop him, and that's the thing. And he did get involved. In fact, there's even a Facebook page called Dr. David Behnke, a True Hero. And already 17,000 people have signed up for that. So good for him. And the two victims are okay, and that's the good news. Not killed in this case. Whew. Thank goodness. But it brings up the whole gun thing, of course, and as to whether or not teachers, like in Israel, should be armed. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Katie. It looks like it's going to be Team USA against Team Canada for the gold medal. That's my prediction. That is going to be one heck of a game. But first of all, there was some stupid French-Canadian guy that dissed a gay American figure skater. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, there's some crazy French-Canadian sports commentator. He made a bunch of insulting. Apparently, there's an openly gay, he's a really good figure skater, an American.
Oh, yes. This happened a couple days ago, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just heard about it today. You know, the French-Canadians, if you make one joke about French-Canadians, they go running to the Human Rights Commission and start screaming and crying like a bunch of crybabies. But they can dish it out, but they can't take it in Quebec. You know, in Western Canada, I got as far as I'm concerned, you've heard about this separatism, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Quebec, they want to separate,
mm-hmm. yes,
become
yes,
an
yes.
independent nation. What would happen if the citizens of the great state of Texas decided we want to declare Texas to be an independent republic? Would they be allowed to do that?
Well, they've talked about secession before, but I don't think it'll happen. And the word allowed and could they really do it? That's two different things.
Would Washington allow that? Because
no.
I thought Abraham Lincoln said that, when the South tried to secede, Abraham Lincoln said, no way.
Right. Oh, yes. If it were really serious, they would step in and say, no way, yes.
But those French, if you make one joke about a French Canadian, they scream bloody blue murder. You know, they call you a racist and a bigot, but they can dish it out. But anyways, getting back to Team USA really stuck it to the Swiss today, right?
Switzerland. I watched it. Zach Parise, two goals. It was great.
And Team Canada had a hell of a time with Switzerland. They had to go to overtime shootout to beat Switzerland. So that is going to be one heck of a game for the gold medal. I think it's going to be Team USA. Did you notice one funny thing about the Swiss goalie? Maybe it's just me, but the Swiss goalie, he was hiding at the back of the net, and then every 15 minutes he'd come out to the front of the crease, do something cuckoo, and then go back to the back of the net. It's like the old, am I wrong? Isn't Switzerland famous for making cuckoo clocks?
You are stretching for your joke,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, I'm really reaching. But you know, Kate, could I say one other thing? Team Canada beat the Russians tonight, right?
It was great. They had him on the ropes the whole time, really.
Yeah, and I was just at the time I was listening to an old CD by Sting, and there's a song by Sting called "The Russians." You know, if the Russians love their children too, have
mm-hmm.
you heard that song
mm-hmm.
by Sting? You know, and that's it's really good. There's a line in there: "Mr. Putin said we will bury you. I don't subscribe to this point of view." That's exactly what I got to say to the Russians. They thought they were going to bury Canada, and we slaughtered them. So. Sting was like Nostradamus. He predicted this hockey game tonight.
Sweet. How about some applause for that as we usher Al out? I give Al props for that comment, weaving in some of the lyrics of Sting's song. So, Al, you missed on the one joke, but you scored on the second time around. We go from Al in Canada to Travis in Vermont. Hello, Travis.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? What's the weather like in Vermont?
Well, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need any snow?
I love snow, brother. I'm ready for it. I want to ski, so bring it here.
Well, I live in St. Albans, Vermont, and we were supposed to have the storm bypass us here in St. Albans in the north. And we ended up with approximately, well, where I live here in St. Albans, about 3 feet. So if anybody needs any snow, I will actually not charge them, but I will deliver it for free.
I love it.
So nonetheless, about the Colorado incident and gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Vermont, as I'm sure we all know, and if folks don't know, we have a very low crime rate. Crime rate nonetheless, but very, very low. And I have to say that's because the individuals here that are actually natives, within retrospect, are well-trained with handguns and rifles, to which we should be and have to be here in the state of Vermont. There's no issue. We don't have these school shootings. Hence, because everybody in the state of Vermont pretty much has some kind of a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Right. Therefore, to your point is what you're saying is it works because look what's happened here.
Yes. I mean, granted, we cannot take any kind of a lethal weapon as far as a handgun, rifle, shotgun within state or federal buildings, which I agree with 100%.
Sure.
On the other hand, folks in Vermont understand that everybody holds something as far as a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we, again, have an understanding that there's going to be no trouble. None of this should happen. And the folks in Colorado, God bless them, and my heart goes out to them. Yet, gun control should be within the individual that's holding the gun.
I'm right there with you. I'm all about gun rights, and because I have the same philosophy that you have. It's and you mentioned it, and I love that you mentioned this, because the people know how to use it. You have to know what you're going to do. You have to know how to use it, and I always say this, you cannot have a gun if you're not prepared to use it correctly, and that's the thing, and you mentioned that right from the get-go. And others have said the same thing. Imagine if you knew that, the availability was there, would that not be somewhat of a deterrent? And I think it would be, yes.
In my personal opinion is that teachers, talking about schools,
mm-hmm.
in certain demographic areas, should be able to have the right to have a gun on their possession, as long as they are trained properly to handle the weapon and they continue their training and they practice on a regular basis so they know their weapon. Therefore, they don't make a mistake. Now, to conceal the weapon within the school system, in their desk or whatnot, that's another issue.
Mm-hmm.
You have teachers in certain areas that may or may not know how to, I guess what I'm trying to get at is how are they, and granted, I'm a gun advocate. I shoot constantly. But
right.
How are these folks going to, as teachers, how are they going to secure those weapons where the students aren't going to have access to them?
Yeah, you know, excellent, excellent point. Travis, you're a great caller. Call this show anytime. We appreciate it. You brought up some interesting things. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry about those, all that snow, 3 feet of snow. How do they procure it? That is the question. Stay with us.
If you like vitamins, say, ilikevitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shiitake, lavender seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to five different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
It's yet more medals for the U.S. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you, swinging from here and there and everywhere in between on a little old show called America Tonight. Bronze medal in the bobsled for the Americans. That was nice to see. Aaron Pock got that gold medal. So 28 medals in all for the U.S. The Canadian actually won that event, Callie Humphreys. That was big for her. She was an alternate break person 4 years ago in Turin. She lost her spot, and here she is, and she wins the – she turns around and wins gold. So it was Canada's seventh gold, by the way, of the games. But that wasn't the big story for the Canadians. Canada was able to shut down the Russians. They're into the semis, 7-3. What a huge quarterfinal win for them. A stunning loss, I think, for the Russians. And now the Canadians redeem themselves after that loss to the United States, that 5-3 loss a couple of days ago back on Sunday. So the Canadians could be on pace for the gold, perhaps going up against the U.S., wow, rematch of 2002 if those two teams do hook up. Let's hook up and go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
First of all, we took the gold and silver in that two-person bobsled.
Okay, whatever.
I'm just rubbing it in.
Yeah, thanks.
And we also won another medal as I said, a broadcaster called it, that's a cross between a leisurely skate at your rink and roller derby.
Yeah.
3,000 meters.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow night, I think everyone will be watching, and I'll have Kleenex standing next to my chair when Joni Fouchette goes in her free skate.
I hope Joni Frechette gets a medal. I was listening to a skating expert today from the U.S., and this was a local guy. It wasn't any of the national stuff, and he said that she really has a good chance to medal.
Oh, yeah, that would be... That'd
be great.
Oh, that would be simply fantastic, and of course, I'd probably be bawling like a little baby, but, you know, there are extenuating circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ovechkin, let's talk about him. He likes to hit, but he doesn't like to be hit. Mm-hmm. So when I saw a couple of Canadian players, you know, give him a couple of good body checks, it was like, oh, me don't like check. You know, I think that's one of the reasons. And the Russians let in a couple of softies. And a friend of mine saw your game against the Swiss. If it wasn't for Miller and Nets, he thought the Swiss might have won.
Oh, yeah, the Swiss. See, everybody keeps saying, oh, the U.S. I heard somebody say, oh, the U.S., you know, just basically blew by the Swiss. And I'm like, were you watching the same guy, the same game I was watching? Miller was incredible.
Yeah.
Zach Parise was, again, Parise is the guy who scored the two goals. One was an empty netter. But, you know, the Swiss were tough against the Canadians, too.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you've ever seen the, because I know a couple of buds of mine way back when played in Switzerland, I said, this is a good hockey league. And I don't know if you ever have a chance to travel to Switzerland. You know, if you have a chance to go see a Swiss Elite League game, it is decently good hockey. So, I mean, it's not like the Swiss are, you know, because you think because of from past history, Switzerland neutral and they'd be weak. Not when it comes to hockey, they're not, you know.
Oh, yeah, no. They're much, I guess you think of skiing, you think of other things, but
No,
they're not weak.
No, and so who knows, unfortunately I won't be able to call you and say, okay, what's the bet if it's a gold medal game? But, okay, let's say for argument's sake Canada does meet the U.S. in the gold medal game.
Mm-hmm.
Same bet?
Same bet. I'll have to sing O Canada, you sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay. Oh, yeah. By the way, a certain rabbinical person knows your website address?
Uh-huh.
He checks it out every so often to hear what, you know, a subject, so he can talk to some of his old professors about bringing it up in their philosophy classes. And then he said, and I quote, I heard somebody sing, just like the Muslims are being woken up for prayer.
So we posted your little Star Spangled Banner. I thought it was very well done, and that's funny. He must have clicked on it. That's great.
Yeah, and he was doubling over in his chair. He said, I could plot, Uncle Sammy. I could plot. I said, was I that bad? He goes, instead of hearing, Akbar, just you have seen you singing, period. I went, I love you too, Steve.
I thought it was good. So you better practice, buddy. We got people waiting in line, so we got to take another one. But you practice, and
okay,
congratulations on that win for the Canadians.
Okay, but if it's not Canada and the U.S., you know what I mean, then, you know.
Then we'll just talk about it. Thanks, Sam. Let's move from Sam to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Hey, darn it, I wish I could have talked to that guy in Travis. I've always wanted something. By the way, you're not going to believe it. We actually, now this deserves an applause almost from your audience. We've got snow tonight. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle that you have snow.
Yeah. When he was offering to send it, I was just about ready to say, yeah, send that stuff. You know, this has been the driest winter I've seen in 7 years I've been doing this run, Kate. I mean,
which is so crazy because that usually I can remember you and I have been talking on the air for a while now, and we're always telling me about a boatload of snow.
Yeah, but I just don't know. The West ain't getting hit this year. I guess it's just the East Coast, so, you know, and it's overkill over there. So, I mean, you're even getting snow in Dallas for crying out loud. You're not supposed to be getting snow that often.
I agree.
Anyway, hey, by the way, real quick, you're going to be short on time. Now, I told you last week when we talked about Toyota and the Japanese, I told you, you know, I went to high school over there, and then, you know, they're very prideful people. They don't, you know, they believe in striving for perfection, and, You know, it's part of the religion to, you know, to every day improve yourself. And and I told you there was just no way Toyota was going to come out and say there was something wrong with that electronic throttle system of theirs. And of course, today he was standing there in front of Congress saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with electronics on our computer. But did you hear the catchphrase to the whole thing when he said, oh, we're going to, on the recalls, we're going to retrofit. That meant they're going to fix it.
He did say that. You're right. He did say that. That's funny, yeah.
That means they know that there's something wrong with that throttle control module. And you know what I meant. I mean, it would be like Sony coming out saying, we got a defect in one of our TVs. You know, they're just not going to, it's just too prideful. It's just too hard for them to come out and say that they made a mistake in electronics. So they've always been the electronics whizzes over there.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, from cameras to TVs to practically any other electronic device. So, you know, I just hope they get some of the stories I've been hearing that have happened. And I just can't imagine that family that was killed doing 140 miles an hour on a San Diego freeway.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Anyway, though, hey, listen, I need to let you go, but I got to let you know one funny line I heard tonight. Bobcats are here in Salt Lake playing the Jazz. They were putting a whipping on Utah in the first half, and now Utah buckled it down. But the comment by Jerry Sloan, you know, the old-time coach here afterward, he said, Bobcats hit 8 3-pointers in the first half.
Uh-huh.
He said, we were going out to defend the Mike Brown roller skates. Basketball guys on roller skates. He's always good for one, I'm telling you. So.
He's a king of the one-liners. I love it. I'm glad that you shared that with us. Thanks, Don.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Wow. Don, for people listening, does this route where he's going through Wyoming and Utah. Normally pretty snowy. A lot of times he called us and couldn't actually follow through on his route and whatever. And here he is in talking to Travis in Vermont with the 3 feet of snow. They haven't had very much snow whatsoever. So he's right. It was time for them to borrow snow, and luckily it's starting to actually fall there, which is big news. I'm going to leave you with this thought from Abraham Lincoln, who said, it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt.
One guy tells another guy something, and then he tells two friends, and they tell two friends, and they tell their friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.